Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock. This is KMAN Manhattan, Kansas. And one of the things that we have been working on here over the last several days on KMAN, particularly within the morning show, we've been doing updates at the 7 a.m. hour, and we have started doing updates at 5 o'clock over CBS News. And we are pleased to have Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs joining us on the phone. Good afternoon. It's kind of strange to say good afternoon. Julie, thank you for joining us.
I'm so used to saying good morning, Dave.
Yes. Well, I know you've had your hands full, and congrats and thank yous to all of those that are in the this tied into this health emergency. I know that yesterday afternoon about this time, things started becoming maybe a little bit more real for people in the Manhattan and Riley County area with your first positive test. And it's still, I understand, just at one in Riley County?
Yes, we're just at one.
Okay, so can you give us a little bit of details about the particular, not so much the individual, but about his situation?
Sure. So we do know the patient is a 50-year-old male who does reside in Manhattan. He had traveled overseas. He is now being isolated and treated at the hospital. He does have severe respiratory issues, so he's being treated at Via Christi Hospital currently. Our hearts do go out to him and his family. We know this is a very difficult time, but we're hoping that he will be released in the next couple of days. The patient and the healthcare providers taking care of him did everything correctly to reduce the risk of spread. We are currently doing contact tracing and the appropriate investigation in order to reach out to those individuals he may have been in contact with. We do know that upon return from traveling overseas, this individual did not go out in public upon his return of his trip, and that greatly reduces the risk of spread. So he and his family did everything correctly as far as staying isolated in their home and not going anywhere, not going out anywhere. So I know that was a big concern with some of our community members, and rightfully so. So I wanted to make sure to put that out there, that there is currently no risk of community spread.
And that's good news at this point. And I know that you're going to continue to monitor the situation. And at least at this point, with one positive test in Riley County, the only other tests that we've heard of that are positive in nearby counties are the two that were announced Thursday in Morris County to the south.
Yes, those are the only two that we have right now. As of now, Geary and Pott County have no positives.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what's happening across Kansas. I know that the number of total positive cases have increased a bit, somewhere around, maybe 25% or so each day. But we do have one additional death, I understand, that has occurred in Kansas.
Yes, as of 10 a.m. this morning, we get reports daily from KDHE. There are 55 positive cases in Kansas and two deaths now, both in Johnson County.
Okay, Johnson County has had 25 positive cases. There are a total of about, looks like 14 counties in Kansas out of the 105 that have had positive cases, positive tests that what I've seen. Do you have anybody from KDHE that is providing information on what to the potential, especially in Johnson and maybe Wyandotte counties, for community spread?
Yeah, we are in close contact with KDHE on a daily basis. They are really good about putting out information on their website updating it daily. And so, yeah, we've been in contact with them. As far as that particular question, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but yes, we have been in close contact with them, and I would encourage people to utilize that website, kdheks.gov. You can actually get those numbers and any updates specifically to Kansas at that website.
Now let's bring our listeners up to date on the precautions that you've taken here as the Riley County Health Department Director. With regards to gatherings and things that you should and should not be doing during this time?
Sure. Well, I'll start with the order that was issued yesterday prohibiting public gatherings of more than 10 people. There are many exemptions and exemptions, including bars and restaurants, if only they provide drive-through, carry-out, or curbside, no dine-in. So that's one thing we really want to emphasize is we don't want people going inside, is the bottom line. Other exemptions are commercial spaces, religious gatherings, et cetera, with the provision that social distancing will be followed. I would encourage people to follow our Facebook page. We update that regularly, and there's actually a really good graphic on there right now that shows a list of things that are banned and a list of things that are exempt from that. We are also going to be making some changes to that order tonight. We've gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of questions, and we understand that it can be rather confusing. So we are going to make a change and amendments to that order, and we'll have that released tomorrow morning.
Okay. And we will have another update here with you on KMAN. I guess it's with you tomorrow morning?
It'll be with Bob Koppel.
Oh, okay. And we'll have that at 7 a.m., so we'll have a bit of a different perspective, mostly from the medical side. So that'd be great to have that. And I know that I'll have the information from the KDHE available as well to pass along to our listeners. What about guidelines for people that need to go do shopping, particularly grocery shopping, things as far as like pharmaceuticals and medical needs?
Yeah, we really encourage individuals to stay inside unless you absolutely need to. So, of course, grocery shopping and pharmaceutical needs, you need to get out and get those done. But please try to limit your exposure to large crowds. Try not to linger for very long. Make sure you're using proper hand hygiene techniques. So using that hand sanitizer, wiping down everything that you can, shopping carts and whatnot. Remember that when you're in those places, especially the grocery store, you touch a lot of things, including money. And if you're paying with credit cards, the credit card machine there. So you want to make sure to sanitize your hands right after you get done doing that. And when you get home, make sure that you wash them thoroughly.
One of the things you also have urged quite adamantly is about not going into panic mode. And there are a lot of people that are still doing some panic shopping. And that's been problematic for a lot of people that need certain things.
Yes. We want to emphasize, stay calm at this time. There's no need to rush out and buy the whole grocery store. Remember those people that are coming in after you. Remember the elderly that need food as well. There are other people out there, and we need to remember each other and take care of each other. There's no need to panic at this time.
And something else, the grocery stores mostly are doing curbside pickup as well, and that's a nice convenience, especially during this time.
Yes, absolutely. Take advantage of those things.
I received an alert off our Evergreen app that Pottawatomie County has basically now implemented the same strategies as trying to minimize gatherings. Do you have any other information as far as Pottawatomie County is concerned and possibly in any conversations with their health department director, Lisa Kenworthy?
Yes, Lisa and I have been in close contact. We've actually been calling each other pretty much all day yesterday and this morning discussing this exact issue. We realize that we share a lot of the same residents. A lot of Riley County residents, or I'm sorry, Manhattan residents reside in Pottawatomie County. And so we wanted to work with them to make sure that we're all on the same page and we have a consistent message and that relates to that order. And so they have almost mimicked our order with a few changes, and actually with those changes, that's kind of what made us want to amend ours so that we can be on the same page. So those will look almost identical.
Julie, we've covered a lot of topics here in just about 8 minutes of time. Anything else that you would like to pass along to residents of Riley and Pottawatomie counties today?
I just want to remind listeners that every day we're doing two spots with KMAN, actually at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. And also I have a Facebook Live daily update concerning COVID-19. That'll be at 4 o'clock every day. So please tune in and also check out our Facebook page, our website at RileyCountyKS.gov, and, of course, the KDHE website, KDHEKS.gov.
Excellent. I do have one more question, and that is the supply of coronavirus test kits that you have available to you, and maybe you can also share some state perspective on that as well.
Sure. We're working with our healthcare providers. We work very closely with them. We're actually in contact with them weekly, twice a week sometimes, just to get a good idea of how many kits everyone has at their certain office. So we have an idea of when we need to be getting more. And actually, we do have orders, if you will, to get in more. So we're looking forward to getting more kits. We realize that, it could be any time that we could have a shortage. We're okay right now, but we are well aware of what our community partners and our community providers have.
I do keep coming up with additional questions. I'm sorry. Monday and Tuesday, the Red Cross is having a blood drive at Potter Hall in Seco Park, and it's at least is scheduled. I understand that it will continue to happen, and they're taking all necessary precautions because there is a huge blood shortage right now.
Yes, so that is why we wanted to keep that event going. We've actually closed off Potter Hall to outside events until the end of April, but we wanted to keep that event happening because of the shortage. So we encourage people to get out. They are taking every precaution, doing screening, but we encourage people to get out and give blood.
Excellent. Julie Gibbs, hope you get a little bit of rest in between time. And also, thank you for all the work that you and your crew and all those in the emergency side of thing, David Adams, Bob Koppel, all are contributing to the efforts here to share this information with our community. We thank you and praise you and look forward to our next discussion, and hopefully we can flatten the curve here locally.
Yes, thank you for your support.
Certainly. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here on News Radio KMAN. We will be posting this recording on our Facebook page here in a few moments. So for those of you that would like to possibly listen in that way or share in it as well, we'll make that possible for you. It's 5:11 here at News Radio KMAN. I'll be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with an interview with Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and he'll bring us up to date on primarily the medical side of things, but we'll also have additional information for you from a statewide perspective as well. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming of ESPN.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick from The Dan Patrick Show. I'd like to congratulate News Radio KMAN for being the voice of Manhattan, Kansas for the last 70 years.